he kind of said, now don't go tell anybody this. And you could see him just kind of rolling his eyes going, I know you're going to, and then I'm going to be hounded, and I'll have to go and hide, basically, to get any kind of rest or to get my prayer. You know, Jesus, he wanted that silence so he could talk to the Father. Good stuff. Well, we are the amateur hour here, and if you want to hear the real deal on that homily Sunday, be sure to attend Mass, and you will have previewed. You know what we're going to talk about in the gospel, and then listen to your pastor give his fine homily.
I'm always looks forward to hearing and listening and see what they share with us regarding this.
It's funny, Dan, because when I hear the gospel Sunday at Mass, as soon as Father starts reading it, I think, wow, this is familiar. And then I remember, well, we just did this Thursday. Okay, so we're going to come back. We have quite a bit of community calendar stuff to share with you today on The Cradle and the Convert. And we'll do that when we come back right after this.
A lot of people presume that organized religion is somehow shallow. After all, organized religions try to define God, to put him in a box, so to speak. And wouldn't a supreme being be more vast and undefinable than that? So they end up being attracted to a spirituality that's more, well, vague. But if you think about it, Christians claim that God is love. And if God is love, wouldn't he want to stoop down to our level so that we could know him? Wouldn't he make himself understandable and definable for our sakes? Wouldn't love choose to become as approachable as an infant, or as plain as bread so that we could draw near to him, know him, and touch him? You see, we Catholics didn't put God in a box. God put himself there for our sakes. Love would do nothing less. And there's nothing more vast or more profound than that. This is Chris Stefanik. For more, visit relevantradio.com, keyword Real Life Catholic.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself.
Welcome back to the Cradle and the Convert. That's one of my favorite artists of all time, Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton, wow.
And you know, for what we're going to talk about here in a minute, there's a pretty good theme. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. And starting next Wednesday, we're going to have that opportunity for 40 days to take a look at ourselves and to see how we can improve and give more to the Lord as we begin Lent next
Wednesday, the 14th.
Ash Wednesday. It's kind of odd that, you know, that's a big day for chocolate, and a lot of people will be giving chocolate up for Lent. So
that's probably why St. Mary's is having a...
big chocolate feast?
Yeah, we won't get that's in the community calendar stuff. We'll come up here at the end of the show, but... yeah, Lent. We have, 5 weeks left of winter is all? Four and a half weeks or so?
I barely have my Christmas tree down, you know, and now we're into
my.
Lent. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can do for Lent. There's a lot of things online. There are emails. You can get daily reminders to help you remember to pray. There are Lenten reflections every day. There'll probably be something in the Catholic Times, too, that... for some ideas on how we can keep our Lent holier and keep focused on the goal on our Lord.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head a website we can go to so we can get daily prayers emailed to us every day? Maybe that's what we'll challenge our listeners right now to go and sign up. And that's maybe just for Lent, getting that habit of having daily scripture emailed to you and you read to start your day off every morning.
Yeah, probably the best one, Dan, is www.usccb.org. That's the United States Catholic Bishops Conference. And it has the gospel. It's got prayers. It's got what the bishops are doing. It's got daily reflections. It's a great way to get the daily gospel every day. The other one that I really like is epicpew.com, which is a blog.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Epic Pew. I quote them quite a bit on the show. I find a lot of really interesting articles that I like to share from Epic Pew. Of course, Relevant Radio has a great website, and it's got daily prayers and devotionals. And, you know, we're trying to get 100 million memoraries prayed by the end of the year with Relevant Radio. 100 million. 100 million.
Man.
Now, I remember a few years ago, before Relevant went coast to coast, we tried to get 1 million. And they have a counter on their website that every time you say 5 or 10 memoraries, you can go in and add your memoraries to the running total. So wouldn't that be a great thing for Lent, to say a memorare every day, include that in your rosary or your chaplet of Divine Mercy or whatever prayer that you're using during Lent to help you strengthen your faith, to help you pray more, to give alms, and, you know, be charitable. So, and there's lots of them. You know, Catholic.org is one. I think that's also a website where you can buy cool things. You know, I get a kick out of that. I go to EWTN shop, you know, their store, and buy stuff. Just little things that I put around my house, little crucifixes like the one I have here, or statues. I've got a picture of the Sacred Heart in my living room. You know, that used to be a huge thing. Every family had a picture of the Sacred Heart in their house somewhere in plain sight. And that devotional kind of went away for a while, but I think it's coming back. And I think combined with the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, which is a very similar picture, you know, with the Sacred Heart, Jesus is pointing at his heart with the flames and the cross. And in Divine Mercy, we have the streams coming out of Jesus' heart of the blood and the water and his divine mercy. You know, proudly display your faith in your home. Maybe this would be a good Lent to take a look around and see if somebody came to visit you, would they be able to convict you of being a Catholic?
You know, something else, and is, if you're someone who likes to sit on the couch and watch TV, you know, we got EWTN, and they always have a show called The Journey Home.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a tremendous, if you're not quite fully absorbed in our Catholic faith, and it's always in the back of your mind, maybe a spouse, you know, you have a marriage where one's Catholic and one's of another denomination. Watch The Journey Home. You know, that's what
Marcus
very
Grodin
inspiring.
Is the host of that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great show, and the journey that people have taken either into or back to the faith.
And it strengthens, even though you are a devout Catholic, it's still being exposed and listening to someone else's story. It makes you a better and stronger, more faithful Catholic.
Well, there are a lot of devotionals that we can do when it comes to Lent. You know, make an effort to make one extra Mass a week. You know, to try to get to a daily Mass. Daily Mass is such an intimate setting. You know, there's not a large crowd. There's people that are regulars at daily Mass, but it is much more intimate. It just feels like you, the priest, Jesus, you know, at daily Mass. You can receive communion, and it's a great way to start your day. And in Mount Zion, they have a Wednesday evening Mass, the only Mass in the area in the evening, on Wednesday evenings, at Our Lady the Holy Spirit, and I believe that's a 5:30 Mass.
No, and I, what I really motivates me a little bit, I guess, if you do a daily reading,
mm-hmm.
you know, for most Catholics, and maybe I shouldn't say most, but for many Catholics, we only think about our faith on Sundays. We don't think about it every day.
Yeah.
And now with Lent coming up, make a personal commitment to maybe start your morning off every day reading a scripture, reading a prayer, saying a prayer. And I think when you start your day that way, the rest of your day, you walk out of the house smiling. You walk out of the house feeling better about yourself, and you're going to have a more positive impact with those around you. And it starts with you, to me, in the morning, to begin your day, make a point to say a prayer, read scripture, or do something so that your Catholic faith is on the top of your mind.
That's right. And, you know, I heard somebody say one time that I don't have enough time to pray. Well, if you don't have enough time to pray, then you really need it the most. You know, it's amazing when you find time to pray how other time management issues seem to come into line. You identify your priorities, and you can put some of the mindless stuff aside and really pray and concentrate on what your priorities are, your faith, your family, that type of thing.
You know, and if you're driving to work in the morning and maybe listening to the show, or maybe at the end of the day driving home, you pull into the driveway, pull in your garage, you turn the car off, sit for 30 seconds and say a quick prayer.
Yeah.
So easy to do.
Yeah, thank God you made it home.
Yeah.
You know, just think about that.
Be thankful.
And, you know, a lot of people don't say, well, I don't have time to pray a rosary. To pray a rosary the proper way, according to Bishop Fulton Sheen, takes about 17 minutes. Now, 17 minutes, coincidentally, is also the average human being's attention span. How do you like that? So, you know, if you don't have time to pray a rosary, pray some of the prayers from the rosary throughout the day, then you may be surprised by bedtime you'll have a rosary prayed. And those prayers are so efficacious. You know, you will feel the effect on your prayer life and on your desires and your wants. And for most of us, that is to just feel closer to God. And Lent is the perfect time to get in touch with those feelings, to go to an extra Mass, to pray an extra rosary. You know, don't worry about giving up chocolate or don't worry about giving up beer. Make it proactive. Here's what I'm going to do for this Lent for the salvation of my own soul.
That's what it's all about. What does your soul need? And that's really finding joy in this life is what does my soul need? And through our faith, we can reach fulfillment.
Yeah. Or read one gospel a week during Lent. You know, you can, the gospels aren't that long. Just read one a week. Don't push yourself, but read it, digest it, think about it. And, you know, life can be pretty good when you're headed in the right direction. So that's what I got going on for Lent. And, you know, another proactive thing, and we all struggle with this one, Dan, is that's gossip. You know, gossip is fun and gossip is easy, but man, gossip can tear people down and destroy someone in another person's eyes.
Well, that's so true, because even Pope Francis spoke about that with the media.
Yeah.
And that's really gossip. You turn it to all the news and all these talk shows, it's all about nothing.
You're right.
And that is gossip. And Pope Francis had, I wish we had that. His comments, his letter he wrote.
Yeah. He even quoted the words fake news and how evil making up, you know, things about other people are. And
he hit a home run with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so true.
Yeah. So we're praying that you'll have a blessed Ash Wednesday. Father told me once that Ash Wednesday is the second biggest Mass attendance of the year after Easter. Now, you'd think Christmas would be in there, but a lot of people don't go at Christmas because of the family things and all that. But Ash Wednesday is the second most attended, and it's not even a holy day of obligation. And wear your ashes proudly.
Yeah.
You know, let people know that you're a Christian, that you're a Catholic, that you know that you once again will become dust at the end of time. And so wear your ashes proudly, and we'll talk about that next week on the show, I suppose.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Let's take a little break, and then we'll come back with the community calendar. How's that sound?
That sounds like a winner. You're listening to The Cradle and the Convert on WDCR Decatur Catholic Radio.
Everyone feels lonely at times, from college freshmen to the homebound to people married with kids. But the reality is, alone is a lie. It never existed. Even in the abyss before space and time, there was the Trinity, one God who is a communion of persons. And not only is He with you, He surrounded you with angels and saints. When Elisha the prophet was surrounded by an army that wanted to kill him, his servant was terrified until he had a vision. He saw horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. You might be in a hospital, experiencing a broken relationship, or feeling rejected because of your faith, but you're surrounded by an unseen army. You're part of the body of Christ, connected with people all over the world struggling just as you are, and you have Jesus at your side, who experienced the pain of isolation, so that when you feel really lonely, you'd have someone to feel really lonely with. This is Chris Stefanik. For more, visit relevantradio.com, keyword Real Life Catholic.
How do you like that, fellow listeners?
That's good stuff.
That's a little bit Catholic contemporary Christian artist. His name is Connor Flanagan. He is married to my niece.
Wow.
He is a youth minister. He goes all over the country doing retreats and whatnot for high school youth. My niece, Katie, is a teacher in a Catholic elementary school. So they are living their lives as faithful, trying to evangelize and really targeting youth and getting them stronger in their faith. So for those who love contemporary Christian music, yeah, check out Connor Flanagan. He's got a new CD, DVD out, and it is pretty awesome.
Cool. Well, maybe we'll get him on here one of these days.
And we can. I talked to him over the weekend, and he said he would love to.
Wow.
So
absolutely.
I'm trying to get him to come down and play for Decatur Celebration. Anybody know Lori Sturgill? I do not. He's even open to playing on Catholic on the Christian music stage.
Awesome.
So, well, and he does have a nice show.
It's great to hear that we have local youth involved in that kind of an evangelization and through the music.
Well, you know, many times on contemporary Christian music, they're not Catholic. And
yeah.
Matt Maher, I think, is the one that comes to mind. A lot of number one hits. And
there's some great music, though.
Beautiful music. So yeah. It's fun. So,
all right. Community calendar?
I've got a few things. Things going.
I got a bunch over here, but I don't know if I can read my writing.
Well, I'm going to start with the fun stuff since Valentine's Day is coming up. Chocolate is obviously one of them. And the, what do we have? The HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Auxiliary is going to host their fifth annual chocolate extravaganza outside the St. Mary's Cafeteria on Tuesday, February 13th. So that's just next week.
That's before Ash Wednesday. That's brilliant.
And that's it's going to start at 7 a.m., and they're going to go until they are sold out. So it is outside the cafeteria here at St. Mary's. They accept cash, debit, or credit cards. They also are having a raffle tickets are being sold, $5 each or three for $10, and that will get you a winter getaway package. For overnight stay at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, dinner, wine, and, of course, chocolate. So that's the St. Mary's Auxiliary fundraiser next Tuesday, February 13th. Starts at 7 a.m. It'll go all
day
until they sell out. So the other one here at St. Mary's is February is the Heart Month. So you can tell your story from the American Heart Association's Red Couch. It'll be going on February 9th through the 19th here at St. Mary's Main Lobby. St. Mary's and the American Heart Association invite women to sit and join the conversation about heart disease in women. And that's not very well spoken. We know about cancer and breast cancer and a lot of other things about women battles, but heart disease is I think, higher than breast cancer, I believe.
Yeah, and you know that Red Couch. Have you seen that? They did a story on the news and had the Red Couch on the news where women could come in and tell their stories. That's a great big old couch now, I'm telling you.
Is it comfy?
I don't know. I didn't tell my story, but it'll be up here in the lobby, and it's just something to see and to come in and talk and, like you said, share your stories.
That's awesome. And then my last item is the World Day of the Sick, Friday, February 9th. That's tomorrow, folks, 10 a.m. in the main lobby here at St. Mary's. We will have a brief prayer service for healing. And of course, here at the hospital and all those around the community, we can never have enough prayers for those in need of healing.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow, Friday, 10 a.m. in the main lobby here at St. Mary's Hospital.
Well, good. I'll invite them to come to that. And then they can come to 11:15 Mass at St. Patrick's Church on El Dorado Street and begin their extra Mass, maybe do a Friday Mass during Lent. All the parishes have a morning Mass. St. Pat's has an 11:15 for people on their lunch hours. So
awesome. Nice to know that.
National Marriage Week will be celebrated February 7th through the 14th at the Villa over in Springfield. On February 10th in particular, Saturday, February 10th, there'll be a dinner, drinks, and a comedian, Rick Roberts. A great way to get away and spend some time with your loved one. $50 will get you the dinner, the drinks, and the comedian. Go to dio.org/familylife for tickets. Holy Family Parish Youth Group is meeting Sunday at 11. February the 11th from noon to 2. Their youth group serves junior and senior high school students, and that's at Holy Family. For information, call Dina at 855-9845. If you go to Holy Family and you'd like to get involved or get your kids involved in the youth group, call Dina at 855-9845. The HSHS Widow Support Group will meet February 22nd at 11:30 a.m. at Diamond's Family Restaurant, 2529 North Oakland Street here in Decatur. That's a really good group of people to get together and talk about dealing with grief and with loss. the Widow Support Group. Call Jim Vogel. I'm sorry, James Vogel at 429-2089. James Vogel, 429-2809 to talk about signing up for the Widow Support Group Luncheon. Couples Night Out is still about a month away, but they're going to meet on Monday, March 5th, 6:30 p.m. at the Beach House. And this has gotten to be quite a nice group of people.
I need to go to that. I have not been to one yet, and it sounds like just a ball of fun.
Yeah, they have dinner, and they have a speaker, and it's for couples from all of the parishes to get together and, communicate, talk about what's going on in their parishes, what's going on in their marriages. The theme is Lent for Married Couples, things that married couples can do for each other during Lent. Our main goal in life as married couples is to get our partner to heaven, and works both ways. See how that goes. RSVP, if you'd like to go to the Couples Night Out on March 5th, call Donna at 422-4534. 422-4534. The Knights of Columbus is holding their monthly breakfast Sunday, February the 11th at 520 East North Street. That's on the corner of North and MLK from 8 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. After all masses, you can go and have a big breakfast with the Knights of Columbus. Our Lady of Lourdes get together Sunday after masses this week. Coming up, the Boy Scouts will host that. And that's after every mass, I guess. Is it kind of like a Donut Sunday or something, Dan? Do you know?
I do not know.
Get together Sunday. It's a hospitality thing, so it probably is.
Just a reason to get together.
There you go. Well, we don't need that. And Our Lady of Lourdes kindergarten screenings for the next school year will be Thursday and Friday, February 22nd and 23rd. Get your child prepared and screened for kindergarten if you want them to attend Our Lady of Lourdes grade school. You can make an appointment by calling the school at 877-4408, 877-4408. And there's nothing like a Catholic education, folks, for your kids. Start them young, continue it. Their formation of conscience is super important. Now, I think you wanted to mention something about our 7th annual dinner, Dan.
Yes, Richard T. Simon is going to be the Reverend Richard T. Simon. Sorry about that.
Father Know-It-All.
Is our featured speaker at our annual WDCR Decatur Catholic Radio annual dinner. It is Thursday, April 12th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. We are taking reservations now. So if you can call the station you can pay via credit card over the phone or you can mail us a check. But Thursday, April 12th, be an outstanding speaker. It's always a fantastic night. To join other fellow Catholics here. So that's...
Well, and Dan, we ask for reservations for that because we have to order meals and we want to be good stewards with our listeners' money and we want to know, how many meals to order. So that's why we ask in advance. You can call and get those tickets here at the studio at 464-1099. You'll get to talk to our boss, Ann, 464-1099.
And I have one last thing.
Yes,
for
sir.
Anyone who wants to give us some input, share anything with us about this show, Cradle and Convert, or anything else about our station, you can email us at contact@wdcrradio.com. So love to hear from you.
Yeah. contact@wdcrradio.com. Our Facebook page, you can search it by going to the search bar and typing in 88, and it'll take you right to 88.9, where we'd love to have comments from you. And, of course, we also have our website, www.wdcrradio.com, where you can listen online, streaming, live, anywhere in the world.
And that is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
You can listen to us anywhere in the world, and then you can go back to the archives if you missed a show and maybe a friend of yours was on, or you want to be on. Leave us a message and get in touch with us.
And that's thanks to our listener support and our sponsors. That's something that we've added this past year that we haven't had in years past. This is our, seventh year?
Yeah, seventh year.
And so finally, this past year, we added that to our programming. And so if you have family and friends living in other states, just log in.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody, too, I don't know if you've noticed, Dan, I'm sure you have, that the Saint of the Day has a new sponsor. Diane Sullivan, State Farm Insurance.
Awesome.
Up on North Water
Welcome.
Street. She is a new underwriter of the Saint of the Day that you hear every day at 7:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. right here on our station. Also, I just wanted to mention Father Simon. I love that guy. He's on from 1 to 2 p.m. now. He used to be on from 10 to 11, and when I would do my nursing home rounds, I could hear his homily of the daily of the daily readings, and then I could cheat a little, and I'd have a great message for all the people. But now he's on from 1 to 2, so anyway.
A lot of great programming.
Amen, brother. Yep. Amen. Dan, thanks for being here today.
You're welcome. I'm glad to
really
be here again.
I really appreciate it. You know, when Mark has to fly south for the winter, it's always great to have a good, competent, strong-voiced companion in here on the show. So we need to finish the show with a prayer. We've got about a minute left. Do you have one in particular you'd like to share with us, Dan? All right.
There's too many.
Prayer of St. Michael. He's one of my favorites.
Okay.
All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who wander about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. For Dave Slade and Dan Walker, this is The Cradle and the Convert. We hope to see you all next week. Thanks.
God bless you.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.